Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding the second line from the top of the Yom, and you recall, Gemara yesterday brought a brisa in which we spoke about at some length, which we're going to continue talking about today, the mitzvah of standing up for a seva or a zokeh. The pasuk in particular says, "Nei seva tokum, the hardarta nei zokein, the reisa melikecha ani Hashem." We're looking for the pasuk.
Yes.
It's Dalit on the. It's if you have the Torah Shalem. It's pasuk Dalit.
Thank
you. Yeah, you got that. They say the Tokum and Atzmi. Okay, good. So our Gemara begins. Omama Yochli Hadrenu B'Momen. Since the pasuk refers to the Hadarta Pnei Zakei, Hidur, I might think that Hidur means B'Momen, that you have to go and give this Zakei money. And if that's the case, is that in fact the halacha? Is that the way you show hidur for the zakei? Tamaloyimar says Yomar. That's why it's in the pasuk. Tokum v'hadarta. Right? The pasuk says they say the tokum v'hadarta b'nei zakei. Even though these are two separate segments of the pasuk, but nevertheless, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu put them together, tokum v'hadarta. I learn a hekish smichas one from the other. Makima she'ein b'chson kis. When you stand up for someone, it doesn't cost you any money. Af hidur she'ein b'chson kis. The mitzvah of hidur p'nei zaken also doesn't require any outlay of cash. Frey Timara, 1 second. The kima les b'chson kis. Who tells you that kima standing up doesn't cost you any money? Mi liaskin in the konokiv marginisa. Maybe this person happens to be in a very, very specialized field, specialized trade, where he gets paid a lot of money to do the noikev, to make holes in marganisa, in pearls. That this requires a tremendous amount of concentration and requires a person who's really professional, and he could probably fetch a nice price for every hour that he works and be noikev margulias, marganisa. In that case, adahotchi v'hochi kon mikamei ubatim imalachtoi. If the person is busy working there in his shop on 47th Street or wherever, and he's doing his diamond cutting, and he's doing his pearl
piercing.
Oh, shkoyach. All of that costs time and money. We all know that time is money. So if he gets paid a chlais for an hour, $25, and he's standing up there for a minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever, the zakin that has come in, so then he has to go and deduct that from his salary, from his wages. So it costs money. So don't tell me kima ain b'chasan kis. Kima could very well be a lot of chasan kis. The other way around. Not that we're makish hidur the kima, but rather kima lehidur. Mahidur she'ain by bitul. Rashi adds the word malacha, that there is no bitul malacha by hidur. Why not? So if you look at Rashi, the last of the top lines of the wide lines onto the first of the narrow lines. Mahidur she'ain by bitul malacha. The English in hidur, hidur, which of course means to give kavod and respect, that's only nesias panim, oy b'mamayin, oy b'kibed dvarim, v'im b'mashmoy bitul malacha. The word hidur has within it a number of potential definitions. Nesias panim, the way you greet a person in a friendly manner with reverence, oy b'mamayin, in fact, to go and giving the person some funds. Oy b'kibud, some other type of kibud dvarim, you call him up and you speak about him nicely and all that. So that's a hidur. But typically hidur doesn't involve bitul malacha. And that being the case, says Imar, ma hidur she'ein by bitul, meaning bitul malacha, af kima she'ein by bitul malacha. That being the case, and now that we've defined that kima does not imply bitul malacha, so now we repeat once again the original hekish. The akish nami hidur lekima. Makima she'ein b'chsor and kiz, af hidur she'ein b'chsor and kiz. Even though that's the way we started off today in the brisa, that there's no chsor and kiz, but the pircha on it was that kima could have chsor and kiz, in which respect, bitul malacha, the person who's piercing the pearls. However, says the Gemara, that's before we did the other side of the hekish. Once we started off the hekish, say, Mahidur she'ein by bitul malacha. Typically, when you're being noisy punning to someone, there's no bitul malacha. If a person comes in, you smile to him. Oh, so that's a hidur. Rashi said, for instance, the siyas punning, that doesn't require any bittul mulacha. So kima'ut doesn't require any bittul mulacha. So the only pshat that you had in your mind, your only pircha that kima might include some sort of chasan kiss, was based on bittul mulacha. I've already taken that off the table. So now we go back to our original hekesh. Just like kima imba bittul, there is no payment of funds when you're doing kima. Nothing out of pocket, thank you. No cash outlays. Therefore, from this they learned that that a bal umnes, a person who has a trade, a profession, who's working for others. We don't mean that he's working for himself. If he's working for himself, he can stand up the whole day. However, if he's working for somebody else and he's getting paid a salary, he's not allowed to stand up for Talmid Chachamim b'shor sha'oyskim u'malachtam, because by definition, he's going to have to put everything down, stand up for at least 5 seconds, a half a minute, depending on how long it takes for that person to come in and to sit down, etc. Now, all of that is bittul malacha. You're not allowed to go and take advantage, because of your mitzvah, to go and take away from somebody else's malacha that you're working on his behalf. Is that really true? But didn't we learn the Mishnah in Masechtas Bikurim, a very famous Mishnah, called Bali Umnias? Oh, the Bali Umnias that we're talking about. That when the Bali Bikurim, meaning all the farmers, they brought up their very, very first fruits to Yerushalayim, they brought up their Bikurim, they did it with a fair amount of pomp and ceremony, with a ganze parade. And therefore, even the Bali Umnias, those that have their very special professions and trades, they would stand up. Shalom Aleichem, farmer from Eretz Yisrael, coming to Yerushalayim, bringing the Bikurim. And they would say to them, Achenu Anshimokim Ploini, all of you that have come now from Beit Shemesh, from Tel Aviv, from wherever throughout Eretz Yisrael, with their produce, with their Bikurim, Be'achem V'sholim Bruchim Aboim, oh, what a pleasure to see you, etc., etc. So I see that the Bali Umnias do stand up for the Bikurim people. So wouldn't you think that they would also stand up for the Zokain and for the Seva? Your kasha was good, but the answer is that in fact these are two separate halachas. For the people that are bringing the Bikurim, you do stand up. Even if you're a Bali Umnias. However, why? From this you learn a very, very important lesson. How chavv it is to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and how beloved a person who does a mitzvah in its proper time. They stand up for the Bikurim bringers. They have to bring it at the time of bring the Bikurim, which is between Shavuos and Sukkos. They're doing a mitzvah b'shata. How impressive, bringing the Bikurim, face of Mendesh, got to stand up. The same Bali Umnias can sit down, they don't have to stand. So you're trying to go and bring from this a raya, kama chaviva mitzvah. Frank Timara, who says, Dumashani Hasan, maybe the reason why we stand up for the Bali Bikurim, Jim came out to Machshim Osad Lovai, because if we don't stand up for them, then maybe next year they'll say, nobody was even looking at us. We brought these Bikurim. We were so happy. We came in a parade. We came to Yerushalayim. And we were hoping that everybody would give us a ganze bruchem aboyim, a reception, mitash meichel. And everybody, they ignored us. And so therefore, maybe the reason why we do it is to go and incentivize them to come again and again every year. Not necessarily because of chaviv mitzvah b'shata, because we don't want them to get discouraged that nobody even looks at them. So maybe that's the reason why. So bottom line is, the Gemara says, you have no clear-cut raya that is because of chaviv mitzvah b'shata. It could be person push it because we don't want to be machshel them, to discourage them from future years. But that has nothing to do with Talmid Chacham. So therefore, then they got to stand up, but not Talmid Chacham if you're busy at your work. Omama, we're going back to the Brice of yesterday, and in the Brice it says, Yochel Yamed Miponu Beis HaKisim Beis HaMerchet. I would think that if there happens to be a public Beis Kisim, a public Merchet, like a mikveh, and the Talmid Chacham comes in, a Shteitachem Pasik, and they say, V'tokah, V'yadayta Ben Yizokah, they got to stand up. Zogdach the Braisa, that in fact you do not have to. And the reason is, Gemara said, because it's got to be a mokoim where there is a hidur and where there's a covet by standing up. Gemara brought a raya, It says in the pasuk, "Tokum v'hadarta v'yamarta kima el b'mokim sheyesh hidur." When a person comes into besmedish, a person comes into a hall, whatever, and you stand up for him, that's a mudr. But you do it in a beskisiv, in a beis hamerchet, that's not exactly the place. For instance, most yeshivas don't have their annual dinner in the middle of a beis hakisei, a beis hamerchet, it's chas v'shalom. Same thing for a chasana. This is not a place for kovid and hidur, it's a place you gotta do your thing, etc. So therefore you don't stand up. Frank Marvaloi, is that really true? V'rabchia ha'v'yosa be'maschusa, Rav Chiya was sitting in a bathhouse in a beis hamerchet. B'chol of the ozel, Rav Shimon bar Rabbi, Rav Shimon bar Rabbi went by to like come yikamei, and Rav Chiya didn't stand up for him. The ikbet and Rav Shimon bar Rabbi was upset. He had hakpada. The also omeli lavu, and after that he, Rav Shimon bar Rabbi, came to his father Rabbi, and he said, "Can you imagine shnei chumashim shenisi loy b'sefer Tilim? Sefer Tilim is broken down into five chumashim, five fifths." If you bring out a tilim, you'll see that after the first, what, 30 or 40 kapitlach is the end of the first chumash, and then the second, and the third, and fourth, and fifth. Each one of them, interestingly enough, ends off either omen or omen the omen to show that that is a complete sefer, so to speak, and sefer tilim, except for the very final one at the kufnun, the last kapitel, but all the other four end off with an omen or omen the omen. Kol tefila yistavu ben yishoy, etc. 99% of all the tilim today are broken down into, number one, 30 days of the month, 7 days of the week, and the 5 chumash. So he said, I taught him 40% of tilim. And when I came into the Beis HaMerchetz, Reb Chiya sat there, he didn't even stand up. Epes hashtikol, you know, at least make a nudge in the right direction, gunish. The Su, another story like this. Bar Kaparov, Yamilov, Shimomov, Bar Ben Bar Reb Yosi, have Yusuf Ben Maschusa, also sitting in the mikvah. Again, all the other Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, the same Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe passed by. So like come, and Bar Kapara or Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yosi didn't stand up. He had Akpoda. The Asa Omalei Lavo, and again he went and said to his father Rebbe, Shnei Shalishay Shlish, 2/3 of a third. That means 2/9. Shanisi Libertaris Kahanim. Teres Kahanim is the Sifra. That's the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra. And I taught him 2/9 of that. And I come into the Beis HaMerchetz, he didn't stand up. And therefore, L'choira, we see that even the Beis HaMerchetz, there is an inyan of giving kibbut. Because otherwise, why would Reb Shimon bar Rebbe have a taina? Why would he have a kibbut? The Amalei and Rebbe, to try to make him feel good, says, Shema behen yoishin mahar. You know why he didn't stand up? Maybe he was thinking about what you had taught him in Torah's Kehanim. That was running through his mind, and therefore he didn't notice that you came in, because his mind was deep into thinking about the Torah's Kehanim that you taught him. So therefore he's really giving him a compliment. He's flattering him. It's not that he didn't want to give you kovid. He wanted to give you tons of kovid. But it's the very limudim that you taught him that was preoccupying his mind, and that's the reason why he didn't even notice that you came in. The bottom Tosis points out, he didn't have to go and tell him Davka because of this shtickle Torah that you taught him Teres Kahanim. He could have said he's being Mavis Sedra. He's thinking about this Tosis and Kiddush and Lamed Gimel. He's thinking about a Chumas Rabbi Kiv Eger. The reason why he mentioned it says Tosis Soid Hashem Lireyav. It sounds like he had a shtickle Ruach HaKodesh that Rebbe was telling his son based on Ruach HaKodesh, based on Soid Hashem Lireyav. I know that he was thinking about what you were teaching him. That being the case, that's the reason why he didn't stand up, because his mind was preoccupied. But getting back to our Gemara now, Tama de Behen Yoishu Mahar, the reason is because he was thinking about your Shtikul Torah, but if it wasn't for that, Loi, then he should be standing up in the Beis HaMerchetz, and this defense would go away. So you see from this, someone's supposed to. Yet in the Braisa we said yesterday, which we quoted a moment ago, that that's not a mukam hidur, not a mukam of kibbut. And therefore you don't have, make up your mind. Do you stand up in a Beis HaMerchetz? Don't you stand up in a Beis HaMerchetz? Everything will like kasher. It really depends which part of the Beis HaMerchetz. The Beis HaMerchetz in the good old days, and presumably also today, there were two different rooms, two different compartments. There was the Bati Gavoy. Kavoy means the inner rooms. Vatibroy, and there were the outer rooms. In the inner rooms, those were the places where people were undressed, where people were using the shower, using the bath, going to the mikveh, etc. That is not a mokum hidur because a person is not even dressed. Masha'in came, bati groi means bati broi, that is, when they are coming out and they're ready dressed, and now they're putting on their coats, and now they're washing their hands, place like that. Oh, since it's a mokum, says Rashi, sha'in dem levushim, they're already dressed over there, but that's already a mokum hidur. So in other words, the outer rooms were presumably where they hung up their coats and they put away their umbrellas if it was raining, and they put down their briefcases if they were coming to or from the office or whatever. So that was the outer room. That's like a normal room because everybody's still dressed. When you go into the inner rooms, that's not a mokum hidur. So Reb Shimon bar Rebbe that had a hakpada was not in the inner room. He's talking about in the outer room. How come he didn't stand up over there? So tomorrow, how can I understand? I'll bring you a raya that that must be the case. How did Rebbe defend Bar Kapora and Reb Shmuel ben Reb Yossi by saying, oh, the reason they didn't stand up is because they were probably Mahara B'Divrei Torah. If you're in the mikvah room, the inner room, you're not allowed to be Mahara B'Divrei Torah because people are undressed. That being the case, Muzduch Zayin, that this defense was talking about in the Bati Beroi, where everybody is dressed, and there you're allowed to go and talk and learning, and allowed to go and think and learning. Ah, so therefore I have Taka, Hakanam Mesav, I have a Raya, that there is this distinction between the Bati Gifoy and Bati Beroi. Ever the Gemara, the pshat that you gave is an excellent pshat, but the Hakanam Mestavra, the Raya, is Nishka Raya, because Dilmul Oin Tse Shani. Really, it could be that he was thinking and learning inside the mikveh itself, or inside the shower. So you're saying, you're not going to do that. So Timora, Timola Oin says, not that he intended doing that. Whilst he was there in the mikveh, his mind started wandering. Some of us, when our minds wander today, we think about, is Biden better? Is Trump better? Are the Knicks going to win? Are the Yankees going to win? Are the Mets going to win? Are we happy with the migrants? We're not happy. That's what we might think about when we oinsei, when we are not focusing. Then the mind wanders. But these Tamei Chacham, when their minds wandered, where did they wander? They wandered into our Gemara, Metatoyis, Metatoyis Kahanim, and Bada learning. So then after you have a Rai that this is talking about Bati Vroi, it could have been talking about in the Bati Gavoi, and the reason why he was thinking and learning is, well, I didn't say it was against his will, it wasn't intentional.
Beyond his control.
Beyond his control. But not that, in the Teres Hamas is still good, that in Bati Gavoi, the inner rooms, you don't have to show kibbut, Bati Vroi, you should show kibbut.
So it depends on if you're dressed or not, that seems to be the operative.
It's not only whether you're dressed, also when the mokum is a mokum where people are typically dressed or undressed.
I see, okay.
In the Bati,
in the locker room, if you're dressed but everyone else isn't, and you're in the locker room, then it's not a mokum hither.
Exactly right. And it could even be that even if everybody, let's assume it's an off day, and there aren't a lot of people there in the Beis HaMerchetz, and you're the only one, and you're already fully dressed, it's not a question of, as you would say, the Gabra, the question of the Chetz, of the Mokim. And the Mokim is not a Mokim of Kibud the Hidur, even if at that particular moment everybody happens to be dressed, or the room is empty. Same halacha applies, for instance, when you're talking about making a bracha. Can you make a bracha, the Bati Gavoi, even if everybody is dressed, or even if there's nobody there? It's like in a Beis HaKisei, where even if the Beis HaKisei is empty, and even if it has these wonderful smelling deodorants and these all that that makes it the nicest scent throughout the entire house, nevertheless, you don't make a bracha there because it's a mokon which is not mechubot. Same thing over here, the guy with the coat to be lechom, it's not a mokon mechubot. By the way, we're going to have another few instances of this about hakpodos, just like Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. We shouldn't think Reb Shimon bar Rebbe was, you know, like one of us. Every one of us wants to have a little bit covered from time to time that people should recognize them. These are talking about Malachim. We're talking about the greatest of the greatest. What they were upset about is that people are not makbid in the Indian of Kabbalah Torah. When you shall give us a Torah, the Tamei Chacham are full of Torah, how come these people are being mavazed the Torah by not being machabed? But they're not talking about for themselves personally. They're talking about the Kabbalah Torah. Getting back to the mark. In the Brice it says, Yochel Yatzim Einav. I would think that a person can go and close his eyes. Like you see in the subways, that everybody all of a sudden closes his eyes when an elderly person or a pregnant lady comes in, all of a sudden they're tired and they're dozing off. Of course, nowadays you don't have to have that terrace. Everybody's so busy looking at their favorite website or whatever. Anyway, you're leaving Brother Shai?
Yes.
Okay.
So, much to your.
You too, too.
I've been to the one interrupting Torah learning.
It's true. It's true. But you have to go and you've covered the Bali Mas.
And eventually we're going to see another couple of lines. The Bali Mas and the Askonim, they're too so much for Yiddishkeit, one has to give them proper cover.
But
you. Okay, Mazel Tov. Okay, but what you do here for our shul is beyond description. So, getting back to the Braisa, the Braisa said, I would think Yochel Yatzim Ein, if he can go and close his eyes, Kamish Lero, and act as if he didn't see the Talmud Chochem, the Zokin, or Seva, Zokimor, that's why it says, Nepasvi Yereisim Alekecha, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees the person's machshavas, he knows what he's thinking about, he knows whether he's dozing off because he was up the whole night, or he's dozing off because he doesn't want to stand up for someone that's walking by. We need a pasuk to go and tell you, be an Erev Chayiv, don't be a Rasha. Come on. The whole inyan of they say the talk without when he's talking is you're supposed to go and stand up. So, what happens if the guy wants to go and be a Rasha and close his eyes and not stand up? The pasuk is not coming to eliminate or address such a situation. Ela rather is imor yochel yatzim ina mikamei delimtai is man chiyuva. Chimot is man chiyuva halechazalei dekom mikamei. Person could use a legal loophole. What is that legal loophole? He sees the Chacham, he's walking in his direction 5 blocks away, and as we'll see in the Gemara in another couple of lines, that the mitzvah of Hidur by a regular Talmud Chacham, not by his Rabbi Muvak, the regular Talmud Chacham is within his Dalet Amis, and he sees that he's coming towards him 4 or 5 blocks away. Oh, I have a good idea. At the moment, I don't have any Chiyuv to go and stand up for him. He's not in my Dalet Amis, he's far away. You know what? Now I'll close my eyes. By the time he gets to me in another half a minute, minute or two, when he comes within my Dalet Amis, then I'm not closing my eyes. Then my eyes will have already been closed from before. Ah, so I might have thought that that's a way of getting out of being Mahader or being Nakim before the Seva or the Zokin. That's why the Pasuk tells you. Talkim be a Reisa. Talkim means you got to stand up. And be a Reisa. And have Yiras Hamakim, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees into your mind, sees into your heart what's really going on. So you do not have a right to use this type of legal loophole and close your eyes even before he comes within your Dalet Amis. So this was the explanation and explication of yesterday's Braisa. And now the Gemara brings a new Braisa. Tana, Ezu Kima, Shiesh Behidur. Explain to me what means Kima, standing up for the Seva or standing up for the Zokin. That includes Hidur. If it's beyond Dalet Amis, nobody even notices that you're standing up, right? If you're in a big, big shul, and you're happy to be sitting up front, and then the rabbi or Talmud Chacham comes in from the back, it's going to take him a half a minute, a minute to get to his seat. If you're going to stand up early that time, nobody even realizes that the rabbi has walked in. It's far away. You got to do Dalet Amis. That is a that's by a regular rabbi, even his rabbi. Rabbi Amuvik, the one that taught him the Roif Torah, the Derech of Learning, the one that he considers to be his rabbi. Amuvik, as far as the eye can see, even a mile away, if you can see him, then you got to stand up. We all know that Abaye was the Talmud of Rav Yosef. We have all the time Rav Yosef asked, I don't know where this is from, and Abaye said, remember, you taught it to us, so we know he was a star disciple of Rav Yosef. The Udne means the Ozen, the ear, the Chamra of the Chamor of Rav Yosef, the Asi. So in other words, Rav Yosef, if he wasn't walking, if he was riding on the back of an eisel, of a donkey, as soon as he saw the donkey, not even the donkey, just the ear of the donkey from afar, have the koim, he would go and stand up. And similarly, Abaye Abarach of Chamra, Abaye was once riding on a donkey, become Mazgi Aguda de Nahar Sagya, and he was riding on the side, the Guda means the river side, of the river called River Sagya, the Sagya River. You also know Mishar Shibraban Beidakis, and apparently this river was not that wide, it's not like the Hudson River, that you don't see people on the other side, you can see the buildings, but you can't go and see the people on the other side. This was a relatively narrow river. So Mashash and Rabban was sitting on the other side, but they come in, and they didn't stand up for Abaye. And he felt bad. Don't you know I was the one that taught you most of your Torah? Don't you have to stand up? So they said, we didn't notice you. We were reviewing a Chuvas of Kivege, Chuvas of Sam Soifer, some esoteric Kabbalistic learning, the Kovid Yom Tov. We didn't notice. Avad, if we would have noticed, we would have stood up. So sorry, we got concentrated in something else. So again, back to yesterday's brisa, Reb Shimon Elozer said, how do I know that a zaken should not be matriach? Rashi said yesterday, matriach means that if there are two ways to walk into the room where people are sitting or people are gathered, you should go from a derech to be matriach.
Minimize the trouble he causes.
Exactly. To minimize the amount
of the disturbance,
you minimize the amount that people have to stand up. And he shouldn't go through the main entrance where everybody will see him and that will cause a big commotion. Everybody has to stand. He should not be matriach. Tamalayma, how do I know? That the pasuk again, when they said the tokum, v'adar to b'nei zokein, v'yereisa. That even the zokein has to have a degree of yira, that he should go and be afraid of the amount of interference, commotion, terukha that he's doing for people. Okay, so the Gemara tells us, Omer Abaye, Nakinan, we have a rule, the imakiv, that if in fact the Chochem is a good person, and imakiv, he goes through the back, and he spends more time walking to free people from having to stand up, Chaya, he will have as a special bracha for Avichas Yom, that he will continue to live. Abaya Makif, and Abaya himself, when he had to come to a hall, he would always go through the back door, etc. Reb Zeira Wolts Makif. If you go to a chasana, then the Choshev Tamid the Chachamim should be sitting up front, especially if they've been advised in advance that they're going to get brachas or a kibbut, so that as soon as they call him up, he just walks straight from his seat in the front to the chuppah, and he doesn't. Those that come late, or those that have not been advised and informed that they're going to get a bracha, sometimes they're sitting all the way in the back, and when he walks, then everybody has to stand up. So therefore, it's better that you should tell him in advance, and he should sit back in front, to cause as least tircha as possible. Now the Gemara tells us, this lechayit is not directly related, so there could have been a two dots over here. The Gemara says, Rabbeinu Yosef kamei Rabbi Yirmiyah midifti. Rabbeinu was sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Cholafu gaver kamei, and now a person went by from a mixiresh, and he did not have a head covering. In other words, he wasn't wearing a yarmulke or a hat. And apparently, this was considered to be the tradition at that time. Today, of course, the tradition is that all from the inn wear yarmulkes at all times, except if they get a hat because of business or whatever. But the derech klal, one always has one's head covered at all times. Says the Gemara over here that at that time this apparently was not a universal custom, but rather at least they covered their heads when they were passing by Talmid Chachamim. I remember I was once in a courtroom. I didn't often go in a courtroom as a lawyer, but every once in a while I was once in a courtroom, and I knew that the minhag, of course, you take off your hat in the courtroom. But I took off my hat. I was wearing my yarmulke, and then as I'm about to leave, and after I had spoken, whatever, about to leave, I put my hat on. Even before I got to the door, the judge, who didn't seem to be a pro-Semite, I don't want to say he was anti-Semite, but he wasn't a particularly nice guy, he gave a holler, "Oh, take off your hat, you're in the courtroom, you have the respect," blah, blah, blah. So I wanted to go, you know, I was walking out already, so I put my hat up. So I wanted to go and tell him that in our religion, the showing of respect is by putting on the hat, not taking off the hat. But I saw with the person I was dealing with that it wouldn't be good for me, wouldn't be good for the client. So he said, "Okay, I'm sorry, Your Honor, you're 100% right," and just show shildix, and I clapped out head three times, and then I left to put it up. Okay, anyway, getting back to Argumar. So Cholafu Gavra, this person went by, but by Mechsereshi, he didn't go and cover his head. Omer Kamachotze for Gavra, can you imagine? Ah, didn't put on his hat, I should cover it. Omalei Dilma Mimos Mechasin Yu. The Gisi Baraban. So he gave a defense. He went to Mlamet Schus on this person. He said, perhaps he comes from Mosa Machasia, the city, town of Machasia. There are so many Rabbanan that the people are mingled with them freely, and therefore don't have that same degree of awe and reverence that you would normally expect, because they, you know, they're neighbors, they're their friends, and they travel freely with them all the time.
They have a familiarity.
Sorry?
They have a familiarity.
And what familiarity breeds?
Contempt.
Right. So over here, even though by uns we don't have that situation, but he comes from Masmachasi, and there it's not the same degree of awe and reverence that they have here. So you can forgive him. He didn't do it intentionally. It's just that's the way they go.
That's his habit.
That's his habit. Not only his habit, the Muslim Achasi people. Back to the brides of yesterday. The first two Tanoim, the Tanakama and the Biusik, really both held that the din of Meisei V'Tokum, V'Dat V'Nizokin, only applies to Mishikana Chochma. We had a machloikis, does that include a Yannick V'Chakim, a young man that is also a Talmud Chacham, or only a Zokin and a senior sage? But Isven Yehuda said in the Brisa, when they say we're talking about Philip, Kol Seva Masha, any Seva. And Rashi said Kol Seva means even a Zokin Ashmoi. A Zokin Ashmoi, remember we had, that's an Amoret. Even Amoret, if he's an elderly individual, you gotta show a certain amount of respect for him. So Amr, you're gonna look at Isven Yehuda, yeah, the halacha is talking like that. Even though the person may be an Amoret, nevertheless, if he's an older person, you should stand up. Rabbi Yochan have a koyim mekami sabdar moy. Rabbi Yochan Taki used to do that. He would stand up. Sabdar moy poshep shat means a fila goyim, even non-Jewish elderly people. He would stand up. Why? Omar kamahar paki odu alayu dehani. Even though he's not a Talmud Chacham, especially if he happens to be a goy, he doesn't know anything about Torah. However, this person has gone through so many life experiences from which he has been able to learn and been able to guide his family and his friends. So therefore, even this person, he's not just a nobody. A person who went through all his life experiences, he knows what it means, and he has a God and this and that. I don't know if this would necessarily apply today, because today, unfortunately, people are totally ignorant about Rabbeinu Shalom, about the Bible, about the Torah, know nothing. But at least in the good old days, people had a certain respect and reverence, and so therefore they were also considered to be within the class of those that need to be respected. Okay, anyway, the Gemara continues on, Rava mekim loikoi. Rava, when he would see either a Gentile elderly person or an Amoretz, he wouldn't go and stand up full kima, but hinder over the whole abyssal, you know, he would go and tip his hat, he would stand up, you know, abyssal, to go and show a certain degree of hinder. And Abayi of Yodelisabi, Abayi, when he saw that it was an elderly person who was perhaps having difficulty in walking, he would extend his hand to give him a hand, and he should be able to help him in walking and going. Rava Mishadah Shluchei, Rava didn't give his own hand, but rather he sent a shliach to go and give a hand to the sabi, to the elderly. But Rav Nachman Mishadah Goizoi, Goizoi means, as he says, Srisen, which means servants that worked on his behalf. Remember that Rav Nachman was Chasan Rebbe Nasiya, he was the Chaban of the Nasi, so he had at his beck and call all different Mishorisim, all different servants, so he would send a couple of servants here. Yeah, Johnny, Willie, you see that elderly person that's going there down the street, can you help him out, give him a hand, give him a cane, give him a walker, walk with him, etc. Why didn't he do it himself? Omri Elav Torah, Kama Nachman Bar Abba Ika Meshukah. Is an interesting quote.
Parallel like Kama Yosef Meshukah.
Exactly. So Rav Nachman said, sorry?
I didn't understand.
No, I know, because he didn't explain yet. Omri Elav Torah, he said, if it wasn't for the Torah that I have learned, Kama Nachman Bar Abba, how many Nachmans are there? Now, Bar Abba sounds like that was his father's name, but Rav Nachman, who was a Chasam Ben Asiya, his father's name was either Yitzchok or Yaakov. So Machloik is Rashi and Toises, a couple of Toises. So Nachman Bar Abba therefore means, how many Nachmans the son of my father, Ika Meshukah. In other words, if you go walk down the street, there are tons of Nachmans out there, here, there, and everywhere. What makes me special? Because I'm a Ben Torah, that I've learned so much Torah. So when people have covered for me, they're not being mechaved me, Nachman Bar Abba, Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It's the Reb Nachman Bar Abba. So therefore, I don't have a right to go and be mevaz and be mezalzel in my kavod. But we just learned that you're supposed to help out and be mechaved and be mehader for these sabi armoy. No problem. I send a couple of my mesharsim. Please help him out. Give him a hand. Help him out. Right. Omer Baibu, Omer Abiyah. Ain Talmud Chacham Shoy Lamim Nei Rabbi El Shachris VeArvit Kedei Shloiyeh Kvoid VeMeruba Mikvoid Shemayim. Talmud Chacham is not supposed to. Now this is a machlokes whether Rishoy means he's not allowed to, and others say that he is not mechuyev, he's not obligated to stand in front of his Rabbi El Shachris VeArvit twice a day. Vosef is twice a day. Kedei Shloiyeh Kvoid VeMeruba Mikvoid Shemayim, that his cover for this Talmud Chacham shouldn't be greater than Kvoid Shemayim. What is Kvoid Shemayim over here? Some say Kvoid Shemayim is that you stand up for Shemayim Esrei. But then you have a problem, because Shmoneh Esrei, you stand up three times. You don't stand up Shachar Avos. What about Mincha time? So that's why others say that Shachar Avos is referring to the biblical requirement on the Heilige Torah that you stand up, not that you stand up, but that you go and express your Havas Hashem in Kriya Shema. Shach b'chauv kumecha. You have to say Kriya Shema in the morning, you have to say Kriya Shema at night. So you're showing Kavod, Hidur, Ahava to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to do more than that vis-a-vis a Talmud Chacham. If you're going to go and stand up at Talmud Chacham three times, then it's going to be more than you're being Chabad Rabbeinu Shalom. But again, many learn it's not that you're not allowed to, it's just not you're not mechuyev to do it more than twice. And then halacha lemaisa depends on the circumstances, because if other people are sitting around and they're standing and you don't stand, in other words, they just came into this medrash 5 minutes ago, the Rosh Hashiva walks through, you've already stood for him an hour in the morning before and after davening, and they just stand up, and if you're not going to stand up, it's mavaza. So then, again, depending on the circumstances, you should stand up, not to be mezalzel in the kovod atari. We learned before, how do you know a zakin should not be matriach the other individuals that they should stand up? That the zakin also has to have yiras hamokim, and that cause people unnecessary standing ups. If you're going to go and tell me that they only have these chiyuvim once in the morning, once at night, so what's the problem of being matriach? Fakert, he's giving them an opportunity to mekayim a mitzvah. When they say the talk of a dive and zakin, he's not going to be mekayim them to do it 100 times. Once in the morning, once in the evening, this is gefährlich. So why does he have to go dafk in a roundabout way, not to matriach? The Tumor Alav Kuliyoimat. So L'choyah, the din is, any time the Talmud Chacham passes by, every time you should stand up. If you're learning in the Bais Medrash, and the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rav, keeps on going back and forth to pick out a sefer, to greet someone, to come and go, you have to stand up 50 times. And that's what we're saying, don't be matriya. The Tumor Alav, the Olam Shachas, the Harvest, the Vod. What the Gemara is telling us is, even though the maximum that one should be mechayiv someone is in the morning and in the evening, even that the Talmud Chacham should try to avoid being matriach people, so they don't have to get up in the, even if they're avada the mechayiv mitzvah. But you know, don't give them that mitzvah. Rather, let them go and learn Torah, let them do other mitzvahs. You shouldn't be the source of that mitzvah. If he doesn't stand up for his rabbi, he's a Rasha. He will die prematurely. But Talmud Mishtakach, and all the learning that he learned from him, he's going to forget. Shenema, I have a pasuk. Where is this pasuk in Koheles? The toiv lo yihe l'rasha. It won't be good for the Rasha. V'lo yarech yomim, and he will not live a long life. Kitzel, just like a shadow that comes and goes quickly. For a person that doesn't have yira before the makom, before the Rebbeinu Shlom. So before we continue, Rashi says v'toy v'lo yira, that tells us about Talmudai Mishtakach, because Torah is called toiv. Said in the pasuk, "Yilekach toiv nasati lachem." So if toiv lo yira, that toiv will not have a kiyum. It won't. You have it now, but lo yira, you're going to lose it all if you're not standing up yira for the Talmud Chacham. So that toiv means you're going to forget your learning. That's like we said, Gatzel, just like Gatzel, comes and goes. Now it says that and then Yorim Nelekim, saying, Mar learns, Moyazu any Adair. Besides, of course, the Pasha Pshad, a person who doesn't have Yira Samokin. But the Gemara says, in addition to that, is there anything else that we're referring to? Moyazu any Adair, Ma, what is it referring to? Kishoim, Gerasim, Malekacha, Hari Moyazu Kima. Even over here it doesn't say Gerasim, Malekacha, but here it says, Ashe Enenu Yorei. And it says in the Torah, "Yireisim alikecha." We got the mitzvah of hidum. They say the talk with that, but he's okay. "Yireisim alikecha." So just like that, "Yireisim alikecha." That moira is talking about kima, because it says in the pasuk. And they say the talk of "Yireisim alikecha." So here too says Rebbe Lazar, "Kol tamid chacham shein oimid bechnei rabbi." He's not mekayim the din of kima. So then he loses out, like it says in this pasuk, because of Hashem, and then the Yorim Nelekim, that Yorei is referring to Yoreisa, Yoreis Malekacha, which means Kima, so you gotta stand up. Frank Yimara, the Imam Moiroas, Vibis Moiroas Mishkois, after all, the word Yoreisa Malekacha doesn't only appear in this Pasuk of the Nei Seder Tokum, you have the same Pasuk as well when you're talking about, for instance, Moiroas Ribis. So Rashi brings the Pasuk by Ribis, and for in our Gemara's And Oisei, it has Al Tikach Meitoi Neshech Visarbis, the Erase Melekecha, the Cheyochicha Imach. So it says, V'erase Melekecha. So maybe you should go and say that this Pasuk, when it's talking about the Tov L'Yir, L'Rosh, etc., Asheineni Yorei, means that Yira, that he's not careful about the rivets. And Rashi says we have a similar Pasuk by Mishkolois, and Tosis talks about that. It's not, doesn't really have a separate Pasuk. But anyway, the bottom line is, why are we learning it from the din of Kima? Maybe this Pasuk says, well, here the Rosh is going to lose his Torah and he's going to pass away prematurely if he's going to go and charge Rivis, or if he's going to have false Mishkolos, false weight. He says, we have a shtickle Gzeir Shalom. Because over here it says, Asher Neni Yorei Milefnei Olekim. Pnei, Milefnei Olekim. And there it says, Mnei Seva Tokim. So I learned one from the other, just like by the Seva Tokim, we're talking about Kima, Yerei Melekecha. Here too, when it says, Asher Neni Yorei, Yerei Melekecha, it's talking about Kima because of the Pnei, Pnei Kom.
What was the Pasuk by Lefnei Zaka, but what's the other Pasuk, other Pnei? Pnei?
Here in our Pasuk we have, Mipnei Seva Tokim.
Right, what's the other Pnei?
So go back to the Pasuk. V'toiv l'yir l'rasha, b'lo yarech yom, katzel asheyen yorei, mi lefnei, hu alikim. Okay. Iboi lehu, b'noi v'hu rabbi ma'u lamed b'fnei yavav. What happens if you have a bit of a role reversal? It's his son, u rabbi, and that happens to be his Rebbe, which to us sounds very strange. Only the Benoi is the Talmud. However, nowadays, because of Baruch Hashem, the major influence of the Baal Tshuva movement and the yeshivas that are teaching the Talmidim so well, it's not unusual when the son is more of a Talmud Chacham than the father is. And therefore, says Imar, Iboi lehu, Benoi vehu rabbi, mahu lamay b'pnei aviv. Should the son still be mechabed his father? As you know, there's a din of kibud av ve'em. One of the kibudim is to go and stand up, just like when you're mechabed a seva or a zakein. So on the one hand, you should stand up for your father. On the other hand, it's almost a chisis in the Torah, because I'm the one that told him, he should stand up for me, now I should stand up for him. So there's a little bit of a conflict over here. Does the son have a chiyuv to stand up for the father? Or not?
Or does the father have a chiyuv to stand up for the son? Because he's in the
guess home. What? That's going to be the next shayla in another five or six lines. But we can't do all shaylas at the same time. So we do them one after the other. Siriyatim. Or sequentially. And therefore, Benoi Vuhu Rabbi Maulam Bifnei Yavuv, should he stand up for his father? It's Toshiba the Omni Shmuel Rav Yehuda. This is what we quoted already yesterday. Shmuel said Rav Yehuda, Shinina, you sharp one, or you with the long or sharp teeth. Kum Mekam Yavuch, you should stand up for your father. So what is the inyan that he's saying that you stand up for your father? Because Rav Yehuda was the son of Rav Yecheskel. And even though we referred to the Gemara as Rav Yecheskel, he had two sons, Rami and Rav Yehuda, like we said yesterday. However, the Sefer, he quotes Sefer Yochsin, and says that you only find Rav Yecheskel on his own. But when you find Rav Yehuda, and it refers to his father, it says Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. It doesn't say Bar Rav Yecheskel. Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. Rami Bar Yecheskel. The reason is because although Yecheskel was no Amoretz, but he didn't rise to the level of Rav Yehuda. And that's why yesterday when Rav Yecheskel was asked about Niskolim and Nisrafim, Nisrafim and Niskolim, you recall that his son Rav Yehuda said, Tati, don't say that the reason is because Sreif is more chomer than Skila. The reason is because you go Basarayf. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda was greater than his father in learning. And you remember that Shmuel rebuked him or reprimanded him and said, you got to be careful of the covenant of your father. Don't just go and say, Tati, you made a mistake.
But
you have to go and
say,
yeah, it doesn't say, but take out a chumash, take out the Shulchan Aruch and say, Tati, can you read this for a moment and then we'll talk about it, etc. Okay, anyway. So getting back to the Gemara, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda was greater than Rabbi Yecheskel, but nevertheless, than his father, and nevertheless Shmuel said, you got to stand up for your father. So you see from this L'choira, clear raya, that even though the Benoi is the Rebbe of the Oviv, the Benoi has to stand up for his father. Says Yimon, you have no raya. Shani Rabbi Cheskel, the Baal Masim Hava. He was a great Baal Masim. Yimon doesn't go into detail what the Baal Masim is, but apparently he was a great askon for the Tzibur, and he did a lot of wonderful things. And because of that, people stood up for him, even though he wasn't the great Talmud Chacham, but the great advocate on behalf of the Jews and the Baal Masim Toivim, therefore they stood up. Not only that, the Fulamar Shmuel being one of the Gedolei Hador, second only to Rav, maybe Rav had already passed away, now Shmuel is the undisputed Gedolei Hador, nevertheless, Nami Kol Nekameh, he would also stand up when Rav Yecheskel came in, even though Rav Yecheskel knew only a fraction of what Shmuel knew. So what's the chiddush? So what the Gemara is saying is that you have no raya that a son has to stand up for a father if the son is the rabbi of the father. Could be this is an exceptional case because of the fact that he was a Baal Masim that everybody stood up for him. So if everybody stood up for him, so what does Shmuel need to tell Rav Yehuda? Shinna kum mikami avuch. If you're going to go and tell me he wasn't a Baal Masim, and he's telling us the rule that a son has to stand up for his father, even though the father is not such a great Talmud Chacham, and even the Talmud, his son happens to be the rabbi, well, so that's, he's telling him Allah. If you're telling me that everybody was standing up for him, because he's a Baal Masim, so what is he telling him? Everybody knows that. Every Mahachi Kamalei, what he was telling is, Zinnan di osim me achoiroi, kum atni kamei, fuloi teichush liyakr didi. Says now Shmuel to Rav Yehuda, at times we are learning together, I am on one side of the room, you're on the other side of the room, and I'm giving the shir, I'm teaching you, and your father might be passing through in back of me, and I don't even see him when he is passing. And so therefore, you may be reluctant to stand up in the middle of the class, in the middle of the shir, when I'm giving a shir for your father. You're thinking to yourself, but even though that's a cover for my father, but it's a little bit of bizoyan for my Rebbe Shmuel, who's giving the shir. Kamashmon is telling him, whenever you see your father, stand up. Don't worry about my covet, worry about his covet. Iboilu. So Lamaisis, we still don't have a clear-cut raya, whether you have to stand up for the father if the father is the Talmud. Aye, the Masim Mitchmur of Yehuda could be because he was a Baal Masim. So why do you have to go tell him? In those situations where Rav Yehuda might feel uncomfortable because he might think that it's a bizoyan, a zilzul for Shmuel's covet. But now the reverse, as Barry pointed out already 5 minutes ago, Iboilu, Benoi Vuhu Rabbi, Mao Shiyamid of Mepanav. So now we have the reverse situation, the mirror image. Not whether the son has to stand up for the father, but does the father have to stand up for the son? Because the son is his Rebbe. Toshimad Yom Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ani, Eini Kedai, Lamed Metnei Meni. I'm not, the word Kedai is an interesting Lashon. Bashit, what it means is, I'm not responsible, I'm not required, Lamed Meni, the need to stand up for my son. Ella, the only reason why I do stand up, Mishim Kovet Beis Nasi. In other words, Rabbi Shimon Levi was Mishadach with the Nasi. So his son was an Eidim by the Nasi, something similar to Rav Nachman that we had in the Amid Aleph. And that's why I stand up for it. Otherwise, I wouldn't stand up for my son. The only reason I stand up is because Kovet Beis Nasi. So, okay, but Tama da Anor Rabbe. In other words, what the Gemara now is implying, that Yeshua ben Levi said, I'm not responsible to stand up for my son, because in fact, I happen to be not only his father, but I also happen to be his rabbi, and the only reason why I'm standing up is because of the Kovet Beis Nasi. It's Tama da Anor Rabbe. Ho Ihu Rabbi. However, what happens if he would be my Rebbe? A role reversal, if my son was my Rebbe, couldn't make a mate, then I would stand up for him. The only reason why I'm not, I don't feel I'm a chuyev, is because I'm his Rebbe, and I only stand up because of Beis HaNasi. It's like mashma that if the son in fact would be his Rebbe, he would stand up for him. I'm not machuyev to stand up for my son at all, even if he's my Rebbe. Do I know Avu? Because I'm his father. So as father, the buck stops here. I don't have to stand up for him. And the reason why I do it is called Bein Nasi. So therefore, once again, we do not have a clear-cut raya one way or the other. The Gemara drives with an Iboidli. If she says, does he have to stand up or not? Iboidli, have a new shayla. Rochav kim halach tomi oiloi. What's it about someone who is riding on the back of a horse, in the back of a chamor? Do you have to stand up for him? Remember on the Amud Aleph, we said that Abaye would stand up for Rav Yosef when he was in the back of the donkey, and similarly when Abaye was on the donkey, Talmidim didn't stand up, but he had Hakpada. So the Chayim could bring a riot from there, but the Gemara now is addressing this issue. So what's the Shal of Rachim Kimahalach Tami? Do you look at the Chatzah? Do you look at the Gavra? Meaning, you look at the person or you look at the animal that the person is riding in. Vis-a-vis the animal, clearly the animal is walking. He's going from place to place. So do you attribute that walking and that traveling, I'm sorry, to the person who's riding on the back? Then he's also walking from place to place, so I have to stand up for him. Or do you say, no, he is sitting down, just like if I happen to be sitting in the shul together with the Rav or the Rosh Hashiva and he's sitting down, then I don't have to stand up. I only stand up when he's standing up. But if he's sitting, I also sit. So he's sitting on the back of the donkey, the back of the horse. So I don't have to stand up for it. I can sit down. So that's Yishai. Rav Kim Halas, Domi, Eloi. Om Rabbi Toshim, I'll start to bring a raya. Now we're going to bring a raya for the din of Tumas Mitzoyra. As we know, just like Chas Shalom, if you have a base hames, where there's a mess, there's a din of Tumas Oil. You have also Tumas Oil even by a Mitzoyra. However, by Mitzoyra, there's a special din that only if he's the one that Yoishiv, if he's sitting inside the oil, inside this room, inside a house, or as we'll see, sitting underneath the branches of a tree, if he is a Yoishiv, then there's a din of Tumas Oil. But if he's standing, there's no din of Tumas Oil. What's the reason for that? Rashi says, because it says by the Pasuk of the Metzora, Michutz Lamachana Moishavoy, from a Loshen of Yeshiva. So if he's sitting, Tumah. If he's standing, no Tumah. So therefore, Tumah Yoishiv Tachas Ilan, the Tor Oimed. What happens if you have an Ilan with large branches, and no, there's no space between the branches, or no space to speak of for our purposes here. And so the Tomei is sitting under those branches of the tree. The Tor Oimed, and there is a Tor who's standing there, passing through, standing underneath the tree at the same time with a Tomei Yoishiv, then that Tor becomes Tomei, because it's a Moishiv of Tumah. On the other hand, Tomei Oimed, if that same Tor is standing Tachasim, the Tor Yoishiv, and the Tor is the one that's sitting, Tor, he remains Tor, even though the Tomei is there in the same way. He remains stuck. It's got to be a Moishiv for the Mitzvah. Then Yoshiv HaTomei, and if the Tomei sits down, HaTor Tomei, then the Torah becomes Tomei. In other words, even though until now the Tomei was standing, so therefore there was no Tumas Oil, if now the one that was the Tomei sits down, the Yeshiv HaTomei, then HaTor Tomei, then the Torah, who is the one that was sitting until now, even if he continues sitting, he'll become Tomei, because it's becoming Moishiv of Tumah as a result of the Torah sitting down. Okay, that's not so negir to us. What is negir is v'chein be'evan ha-menugas, the evan ha-menuga, that's nogea. What means that it's nogea? So Rashi says, an evan menugas, that means an evan that has on it a neg of tzras, doesn't travel on its own, but rather somebody is carrying it. So if you have a person holding the Eben HaMunugas next to his stomach, he's holding it in his arms and his bosom, and now it depends. If the person happens to be standing, then once again, since he's standing, the whole place is Torah. If the person is sitting, then because he's holding the Eben HaMunugas, then the place becomes Tameh. But now the obvious question is, the Eben HaMunugas doesn't know the difference between whether the person is standing or the person is sitting. At all times, the Eben HaMunugas, in a sense, is sitting in his lap, sitting on the person. So what difference does it make if he's standing or he's sitting? Is the chasimen that you don't go basa the Eben itself. You go basa the gabe that's holding the Eben. So the same thing, the gabe, the person who's on the back of the donkey, in the back of the horse, even though he is sitting comfortably there in the back, but if the horse or the donkey are walking, so then he's considered to be a mahalach. So he can be poishet ar shayla, then rochav ki mahalach tamim. V'yam Rav Nach Bar Koyin. Rav Nach Bar Koyin. Do you remember seeing Rav Nach Bar Koyin? A very interesting name. It doesn't say Ben Yankel HaKoyin, Yitzchak HaKoyin, Avrum HaKoyin, Bar Koyin, Aaron HaKoyin. It's an interesting name. Maybe there's a word missing. Basically, Zoyi Semeris, what do you see for this? Rochim Halach Tami, Shema Mina, the Rechit Taki is Kemahalach. And therefore, if you have Rav Yosef or Abai is sitting on the back of the horse, the back of the donkey, when he is walking, and somebody happens to be passing by, somebody sitting by, when the horse or donkey passes by, you got to stand up because you don't look at
the person actually walking in front of you.
Exactly. If I'm Eben Munugas, you go bust to the gavra that's holding the Eben, right. You go bust to the behema that is causing this Rav or Rosh Hashiva or Adam Godel to travel from place to place. Okay, next. Iboilu, since we're talking about Kovet HaTorah, Mahu Lamed Mithnei Sefer Torah. They take the Sefer Torah out of the Oroin. Do you have to stand up or not? After all, when they say the talking about but he's okay, Zokin is Zeshakona Chokhma. So because why am I standing up for him? Because he's been kinda chokhma, the Torah. Ah, so Madach, I have to stand up for the Loimle Torah. And certainly I have to stand up for the Torah itself. Good. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yankam Barzadi have Yasmi, they were sitting. Chalu the other Shimon Bar Abba, Shimon Abba was passing by, they come and come out. And they stood up for Reb Shimon Bar Abba. Omeluz Reb Shimon Bar Abba said to them, "You didn't have to stand up. Chod de atun chakim yivano chover. You're much greater Talmid Chum than I. You're a Talmid Chum of the first rank, and I'm just a chover, you know, second or third rank Talmid Chacham. But oid klum toira medrash meilam dea. Both of you were talking and learning, and so therefore you yourselves embody the Torah. So if I'm now passing by, okay, I'm a loimed Torah, but you are the embodiment of the Torah.
The source
of the Torah. So the Torah stood up and they loved it. So Timura, so what do we see from this? He felt that it was not necessary. So when a Talmud Chacham is oisim the Torah, like these two were learning one with the other, and Reb Shimon Bar Abba was passing by, Reb Shimon Bar Abba held that you do not have to stand up. That's why he was reprimanding them. You don't have to stand up. And first of all, you're greater Talmud Chacham. Number two, you're being oisim the Torah. So you're the Torah itself. You don't have to stand up for the line of the Torah. Nevertheless, anymore, lie to Abaye. Abaye would nevertheless, he would put on a curse on a condemned. Someone who wanted to free himself from the duty of standing up by learning. No, even you're learning Torah in the Pesmedish Kishmak, when the Rosh Hashiva comes in, the Ruf comes in, the Talmud Chacham comes in, you still have to stand up nevertheless. Since we're talking about giving covered and all that, now we quote about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vibitu Acher Moshe. We have the pasuk here in pasuk Gimel. If you have the Torah or Hashalim, Voyekitzeis Moshe al oil. When Moshe would go out to the oil, Yakubu Kalam. Everybody would stand up, Kima, like the Diet of Benizokin. If they say the Talko, Venitzu Ish Pesach Oil. Everybody would stand next to Pesach Oil. Vibitu Acher Moshe. They would what? They would look after Moshe at by oil until he came in. In other words, once he got home, he opened the door. Close the door, and then you could, everybody would sit down. But until that point, everybody stood up and watched in for Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the question is: we know that in every generation, no matter how revered the rabbi happens to be, there will always be dissidents. You never have a situation where everybody will go and say Kodesh Mishtach. Well, always somebody will say yeah. That's the way it is. Those are the facts of life. Even in the end of the Megillas Esther. Mordechai, the Roiv Amav, and so therefore again the Mefarshim explain versus the Roiv Amav, Rotzi the Roiv Amav, is because there were still some people, even though Mordechai, maybe he's doing a covet for himself, maybe he's pocketing some money on the way, maybe he's doing this, kind of type of a covet. So, even Moshe Rabbeinu Rayim Hamdu Kli Yisrael. It's unbelievable. Sorry?
Rav Amo.
Thank you. So Timara, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafta, Chad Amo L'Gnai, V'Chad Amo L'Shvach. Some say, V'Yibitu Achrei Moshe, what were they thinking in their minds? Some say they were thinking of Dvorim not Toivim, Advar Gnai, and some say L'Shvach. Man Yom L'Gnai, Ken Isa. And the Gemara doesn't even want to be Megana Moshe Rabbeinu by even telling us what it says. It says, Ken Isa, like you know. What does it know? So Rashi, however, has to be Mefarish, otherwise we wouldn't know what the Kedis is. So Rashi, the second wide line down below, Kedis, Yishim the Dover, Magunahu, the Rotzil Farswa. The Gemara doesn't even want to quote what they had in mind, the Gnai. Vari Mefurish, but it's a Medishon. Chavuna, Re'u Kama Ovim Shoykav Kama Tzavori Shomein Hakol Mishalonim. You see Moshe Rabbeinu who's walking around, you see how thick his thighs are, you see how fat his neck is. You know why? Because he eats and eats from our money. We that are donating money for the Mishkan and all the rest. He takes plenty on the side. Look at him. And I remember years ago he was the thinnest person and now can I in a hurry? He says, So that's unfortunately Lignai. What is Mandiyam Mishvach? Getting back to Yamara. Omar Mandiyam Lignai, Kedisa Mandiyam Mishvach, Amachiske, Omalei, Omali, Rabchanir, Breda Bavo, Omra Bavo, Omra Bavdini, the Mitchaifa, Chavo, Omra Oiver, Omra Lafan of Dalar Amis. When a regular chacham passes by, four amos, you got to stand up like we said in the Amram. Kim and Shavra Dalar Amos Yoishim. As soon as he passes by your Dalar Amos, you went further, and you can sit down. Avezin Oiver, if he's passing by Imr al-Fadav, Maloy Einav, then it's like the Rabbi Muvok that we had in the Amram. Oy, oy, oy. Another thing, you have to stand up as far as the eye can see. In other words, until he sits down, or if he's traveling another three blocks, until he leaves your vision. So now, it is before and after. So when he is coming towards you, once he passed you, then you can sit down. You don't have to stand anymore. Because the Ikar Kavod is when the Talmid Chacham is passing by, that you're giving him Kavod. But once he's passed by already, we're done. From the beginning, you have to, as soon as you see him, even a few blocks away, you got to stand up. Then you got to wait until he sits down. Shnama, Moshe, notice we're going to start tomorrow's Gemara. Tanaban Ezel Mitzvah Sasesh Mangrava Sukkah Balulav Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. She's going to say,
but tomorrow we don't say Shofar because of Rava.
That's the point. The Gemara, since we're not going to be able to blow the Shofar,
we can blow the Shofar.
So we can have the Zecher, and that's why the Gemara tomorrow. You find it so often in the Gemara that the day and the Daf Shtim
coincide.